A curriculum proves its value when it can leave one classroom, enter another institution, and still prepare chaplains for the realities of the field. That is what CRN means by training that travels.
And traveling does not mean becoming generic. A seminary may place chaplaincy within a degree program, while an academy may focus on continuing formation. How does the curriculum stay consistent and still serve both settings?
The CRN curriculum spine provides that consistency. It keeps core learning outcomes, ethical boundaries, practical competencies, and a whole person framework in view. Partners can shape delivery for their learners without losing the purpose of the training.
That matters in corporate chaplaincy, because practitioners work inside complex organizations. They need more than information. They need language, judgment, and repeatable practices they can use in a break room, a leadership office, or after a critical workplace event.
Exactly. The learning keeps the chaplain's role clear. Chaplains offer presence, attentive listening, spiritual care, practical support, and appropriate connection to resources. They do not diagnose or treat. When needs move beyond chaplaincy, they refer.
The CEU standards support that clarity too. Learning objectives, instructional time, participation, assessment, and records all matter. They help a partner institution show that formation was intentional, organized, and connected to demonstrated learning.
And the academy partnership structure makes room for collaboration. CRN brings the curriculum framework and chaplaincy focus. The partner brings knowledge of its learners, schedule, context, and educational setting. Together, they protect the core while planning delivery that fits.
Let's make that concrete. Imagine a corporate chaplain meets an employee whose attendance has changed after a family crisis. The employee is overwhelmed, sleeping poorly, and struggling to keep up. What should training prepare that chaplain to do?
First, slow down and listen. Notice concerns that may touch the physical, emotional, cognitive, behavioral, relational, and spiritual dimensions of the person. Clarify immediate needs, stay within scope, document according to policy, and connect the employee with appropriate internal or community resources.
So the chaplain does not label the employee or attempt counseling beyond the role. The chaplain offers grounded care, recognizes risk, follows organizational protocols, and makes a responsible referral when clinical, legal, safety, or specialized support is needed.
That field pattern can be taught in a seminary course, reinforced through an academy experience, and carried into continuing education. The setting may change, but the habits of ethical presence, sound judgment, and referral remain recognizable.
Chaplain Resource Network is an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains. For partner institutions, the takeaway is simple. Training travels well when shared standards meet local context, and when every lesson helps chaplains serve people faithfully in the places where work and life meet.